The University of Utah and the University of Memphis announced a new study today that suggests a way to substantially reduce the risk for suicide among military service members. The results were recently published in the American Journal of Psychiatry. KUER's Andrea Smarden reports.
University of Utah clinical psychologist Craig Bryan served in the U.S. Air Force in Iraq in 2009 and came face-to-face with multiple suicides. Bryan, who is also the executive director of the National Center for Veteran Studies, says he's on a personal mission to prevent more suicide deaths.
A lot of people have died to suicide. We've spent the better part of a decade trying to figure out what to do about this. And so, you know, this is the first study that really shows you can prevent suicidal behaviors in the military.
Bryan was project manager for the military-funded study of 152 active-duty Army soldiers determined to be at high risk for suicide at Fort Carson, Colorado. Results revealed that soldiers receiving about 12 hours of cognitive behavioral therapy were 60% less likely to make a suicide attempt over the next 2 years than those receiving usual treatment.
The good news is we can do something about this. We know we can. And now we just got to make sure it's available.
Bryan says there are clinicians in Utah and around the country who are trained in this type of therapy, but it's not widely available or formally provided to military personnel. He says the next step is to make sure that service members have access to therapy that's proven to be effective. Andrea Smarden, KUER News.